Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Taiwan's top diplomat in Washington, Shao Bi Kim. What brings you to the Bay Area?
Well, I'm excited to be here, and I've had a very productive set of discussions with some of the top academic institutions here. I just met with a good crowd of scholars and students at Berkeley and expect to engage with Hoover this afternoon. But I think I'm also excited to meet with the Taiwanese American community here in the Bay Area. That's always had a very strong presence. The Bay Area also is a producer of talent as well as technology. And Taiwan and the United States have a very strong partnership as force multipliers in our technology sectors. And we are, as part of our priorities here in the United States, to deepen those ties and expand the partnerships is of tremendous interest.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump on from there, because we have President Biden, who's pushing for more production of computer chips here in the United States. And of course, the U.S. relies on Taiwanese production of semiconductors, advanced semiconductors. What is being done to ensure this continues?
Mm-hmm. Well, the United States and your top educational institutions, as those that I'm visiting, have helped to educate some of the top minds and engineers of Taiwan who have contributed to a very successful technology industry inside Taiwan. And as I have said, we are force multipliers in this area. We look forward to supporting the expansion of some Taiwanese companies globally, but especially here in the United States. Some have already announced some very significant investments in the chip production area. That does reflect a expanding global presence. Of course, Taiwan will remain irreplaceable and indispensable as a key technology hub, especially in the industry sector. But I think facilitating their broader global footprint and opportunities for collaboration are a priority of interest. And we welcome the U.S. CHIPS and Science Act resources in supporting some of these investments. We also hope to further explore possibilities of fostering a more conducive environment for investments in both Taiwan and the United States, with tax agreements, with continuing collaboration in cultivating the engineers and talent for the future of the industry.
Could you provide some more insight into the avoidance of double taxation agreement?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, Taiwan is the only top trading partner of the United States that does not have an agreement which avoids double taxation, which unfortunately means that Taiwanese companies pay three times more than other foreign companies here in the United States. And this disincentivizes the interests of more companies to expand their presence in the U.S. And we're hoping that this is something that we can resolve with the executive as well as Congress in the coming period of time.
Switching gears a little bit, what has Taiwan learned from the Ukraine war that would help deter an attack or defend itself if invaded?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing is, everything we are doing here on the security front is to deter an invasion, to prevent the tragedy, the conflict, and the pain of Ukraine from being repeated in Taiwan. We are also learning many lessons in a worst-case scenario, we know we have to be better prepared. The Ukrainian people have been incredibly resilient in resisting this invasion. We are learning that we need to be better prepared in an asymmetric sense. That is, we are not intending to engage in an arms race at any level with anyone else. So we need to be resilient in terms of prioritizing acquisitions in cost-effective but highly mobile and survivable systems that have proven effective in Ukraine. We also need to better fortify our defenses with a whole-of-society effort, that this is not only about arms and military. It's about resilience in the information space, in the political space, in communicating with our people as well as with the rest of the world. We also seek a more international support and help for Taiwan in maintaining the peaceful status quo by organizing more consistent messaging to the leaders across the strait that the use of force is not an option. It will not be tolerated in the modern world where a rules-based international order has fostered a peace dividends and economic prosperity for all. And so I think the message that any type of force to resolve disputes is not tolerated, supporting the maintenance of peace and stability from the international community is important as we move ahead in continuing to be resilient, learning the painful lessons of Ukraine, and fostering peace and stability in our region.
It's a delicate balance, this political relationship between Taiwan and the United States. Are you confident that the U.S. will defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese aggression?
Well, President Biden has indicated on a number of occasions the commitment to help Taiwan. The Taiwan Relations Act also outlines a piece of U.S. legislation does also highlight the U.S. commitment to supporting Taiwan's self-defense. Now, having said that, I think the people of Taiwan understand that first and foremost is our own commitment to fortify our own defenses, and we need to be willing to defend if we are to expect anyone else to help us. And I think I don't want to talk about, I can't really talk about specific contingencies because everything we are doing today is to prevent that day from happening in which very difficult decisions about responding to the use of force will have to be made. But I think it's important at this stage to highlight commitment to maintaining security in the area, because that is a very important component of our deterrence.
The Taiwanese commitment to conscription, that's changed recently.
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Well, Taiwan is doing a number of things to further fortify our defenses and demonstrate our commitment to our own defenses. One is an increase of our defense budget in response to the changing and volatile global strategic and security environment. A second aspect is that we have recently announced an extension of the conscription service, which requires all men in Taiwan to serve a period of 4 months. We've extended that to 1 year because 4 months training is not adequate. And as we look at South Korea, Israel, Singapore, other countries that also have conscription services, we think we need to enhance the standard of the training for all of our young men. Right now, we don't have conscription requirements for women, but we do have very capable professional women in our professional armed forces, and we will continue to work on a whole-of-society basis to cultivate the talent and the experience in our society to be better prepared for a worst-case scenario.
And you have women in diplomatic roles as well.
Yes, well, we're proud of, achieving a greater global presence of women in diplomatic roles, but also in our domestic politics. We've elected the first woman president in Taiwan, women legislator. I used to be a legislator, and when I first joined our Parliament, we had only about 20% women, and when I left in 2020, we reached 42%. We are very proud of gender equality in our society, and I think it's a goal that we share with many American people as well.
Okay. And then just one final question. There was a year of higher tensions after a Nancy Pelosi paid a visit, and what happened after that? Would you be open to the new speaker paying a visit?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Chinese government and the People's Liberation Army used the speaker's visit as a pretext for heightened tensions and very dangerous military activities in the region, including missile exercises. That must be condemned. Nothing is an excuse for the use of force. Nothing is an excuse for the application of such dangerous behavior that affects the lives and safety of all in the region. And as a principle, I think the people of Taiwan are always open and welcoming to international visitors, including members of Congress. We've had decades of welcoming our friends in Congress in visiting Taiwan. We strongly believe that China has no right to dictate how we make friends. In fact, their dangerous behavior is reflective of your typical sociopath in threatening, bullying us and saying you cannot have friends. If you make friends, we will do something. We will harm you. They go off threatening our friends. They seek to isolate Taiwan. And we continue to believe it's important to strengthen our public confidence in our society that we're not alone as a victim of such gross bullying, that we have friends and that friends will continue to stand with us. So we will continue to welcome friends from around the world in visiting Taiwan, but at the same time carefully manage our security environment in a way that reflects Taiwan as a responsible player in the region, as a supporter of maintaining the status quo.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.